The usual dull business is being put to the side today to deal with resolving the fierce row that resulted in chaos in the Dáil last month. The controversial issue of speaking rights is set to re-emerge as the Dáil Reform Committee meets this afternoon. Government Chief Whip Mary Butler set a deadline of today for submissions from political parties about Dáil reform and speaking rights. The root of this dispute revolves around the government sticking to its plan to afford independent TDs who back the government high-profile speaking slots each week in the chamber. Opposition parties have warned that they'll oppose the move and that they could block the formation of parliamentary committees in the Oireachtas if the long-standing row is not resolved. Well, joining us now is our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. So, Paul, 1 month on from that disruption that erupted in the Dáil over this issue, and this Dáil Reform Committee meeting is being prioritised today by the Ceann Comhairle. What's likely to happen?
I think probably a commotion rather than a compromise. I mean, unless something unexpected happens, Karen, the two sides are just as far apart as they were on January the 22nd when you mentioned this row delayed Micheál Martin's nomination of Taoiseach for 24 hours. And there's an edge to this, a bitterness. Opposition parties are saying the standing orders of the Dáil can only recognise government TDs and opposition TDs. That's it. And the government says what it terms a modern parliament has to be flexible. There are government TDs, opposition TDs, and a third category of others when it comes to speaking rights, including priority things like being able to ask the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste the questions. Now, the Chief Whip, Mary Butler, has put forward a proposal which she says takes into account the voting rights of all members. This isn't something just related to independent TDs, she says. This particularly also applies to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil TDs who are backbenchers. Not so, says the opposition. It charges this is a grubby deal cooked up to give priority speaking rights to independent TDs who are backing the government, and they say they simply should not get them.
And it seems both sides really have dug in their heels at this stage. But what will happen if a resolution can't be found?
Well, I think there's probably one of two options. One is that there'll be space created for a further meeting and that there's some possibility of a compromise. The other option is the government will argue it's tried to reach a deal, it's failed, and it's now time to vote its proposal too. And we have to remember it's got a majority in both the committee and the Dáil. And I think if that happens, the opposition, as you mentioned, could withdraw cooperation and forming Oireachtas committees almost immediately.
And in terms of the opposition, we saw them unite after that February 22nd chaos in the Dáil. They have since written to the Ceann Comhairle. What are they calling for specifically?
Well, basically, the opposition parties suggest that the Ceann Comhairle of Rona Murphy should intervene and protect opposition rights. They say she did this before on Bank Holiday Monday, the beginning of this month, pulling out a proposal from independent TD Michael Lowry. They say now she should do it again and stop the government proposal. But the Ceann Comhairle of Rona Murphy herself sent out a letter before she received that one from the opposition parties, the five leaders, and she indicated that all TDs need to put the shoulder to the wheel and reach a deal. So once again, this issue of responsibility is being pushed around.
And this row, it's different to other rows, many would say, and it is uniting the opposition parties. Is that fair to say?
I think you're right. I mean, to an unprecedented degree. And I think it indicates the depth of feeling on this issue. But equally, government backbenchers have a common view that opposition TDs have more rights than they do. They feel they've got less of a mandate when it comes to speaking time. And that fact has galvanised them. So now you've got two sides who are entrenched, who are dug in, and that's part of the problem.
Now, the potential disruption of future work of the Oireachtas, you touched on it earlier with the opposition possibly threatening delaying the formation of Oireachtas committees by blocking it. The impact of this on just day-to-day work and getting things done?
Yeah, I mean, this is a key part of parliamentary work. It's committees like the Public Accounts Committee who would, for example, call in the Arts Council, their senior both board and executive, and try and get to the bottom of what happened to that computer programme. But if there is no committee, then there's no interrogation. So when Ceann Comhairle Verona Murphy sent out the letter to all party leaders yesterday, she underlined that fact that there's work that needs to be done. And yet at the same time, even though everyone recognises the importance of committees, this one just seems to be, for the opposition, they're saying it's a line in the sand. We cannot cross this, because if we allow government TDs to be given priority speaking time, it undermines their ability to hold the government to account, and they're just not going to do it. And equally, government TDs are saying they feel unfairly done by, and it's that fuel of bitterness which has meant that this row is running on for 6 weeks, and all the indications are, Karen, is that it's going to blow up when they meet at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
And with the risk that it could blow up and a commotion again for the Ceann Comhairle of Verona Murphy, obviously a lot of tension in advance of it, you'd imagine, to address this issue.
Yeah, just even the tone of it. I mean, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was in the Dáil yesterday saying that this government would not be railroaded by the opposition. They would not be browbeaten. They would not be intimidated by the antics of the opposition parties on this issue, and they were going to press through. Like, that's pretty, you know, stark. When it first blew up last month, he was talking about how the opposition was trying to subvert the Irish constitution. I mean, the language which has been used is indicative of a row which is really, really deep. And the opposition parties, the fact that they're united, the fact that the five leaders have come out together, have a unified position, and they're effectively saying they're going to, you know, bring part of the Oireachtas work to a halt unless this issue is sorted, just shows where we're at. It doesn't look good, and I don't see how it's going to be resolved at 4 o'clock this afternoon either.
And what is the general view? Because obviously a modern parliament is what the Chief Whip, Mary Butler, is indicating, saying it's not necessarily made up of just government and opposition members. Is there expectation that the reform could eventually happen despite these row going on for some time yet?
Well, in its current form, the only way it's going to happen is if the government decide that, look, they've been trying to reach compromise for 6 weeks, they've had to put in their proposals, and the opposition hasn't moved, and therefore they have to act. It's unfortunate, but they have to act, because the government has a majority in the committee, in the Dáil Reform Committee, which has been established, so it could vote through there. And if that happens, they could then bring it to the floor of the Dáil to change standing orders. It requires a vote of Dáil Éireann, and they've got a majority there, so that could happen on this day next week. And I think it's at that point, you know, you're really going to have a major, major problem if it goes that way. Now, maybe people are thinking overnight, maybe there's secret talks going on in the background. Maybe, just maybe, some compromise can be found. But at the moment, I just don't see it.
And Paul, just finally, on a different note, but more pressure in another regard for the government, this oversight of public expenditure following the National Gallery scanner that we heard about yesterday that isn't in use 8 years after it was purchased. The Taoiseach saying that spending now must be fully examined by the Public Accounts Committee when that is up and running. What kind of urgency is there around that in terms of the oversight of public expenditure and the government's commentary on it overall?
Yeah, I mean, the government says it's, you know, had a couple of people out yesterday saying, you know, different things. So, for example, the public expenditure minister, Jack Chambers, said he's doing basically a review of financial controls at both government departments and also with state agencies. He says that there have been examples of breaches, and this is not acceptable as it damages public trust in the ability to administrate public funds. Equally, the arts minister, Patrick O'Donovan, he says he's got an investigation on top of the investigation into the Arts Council itself. There's also an investigation into controls in his department to ensure that there can't be a replication of the problem. Now, the difficulty with this is that the opposition say, you know, Fine Gael has been in government 4 years. If you're looking at the Office of Public Works, that was controlled by Fine Gael 4 years. And so they're saying that this is a government which is asleep at the wheel. This is a government which is basically trying to point the finger at civil servants rather than take the responsibility itself. And they're saying it's just not going to wash. So if it's a case that the Public Accounts Committee is created, as it usually is after every new election, then they'll be going into the weeds in relation to the Arts Council. But at political level, the government and opposition, you can expect more fireworks on that one.
And we will be speaking to the Arts Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, later in the programme. But for now, our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, thank you very much for all of that.